Money FM 89.3, best of drive time. In the spotlight on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good afternoon. It is drive time with Elliot Danker, Timothy Goh, and Chuan Tien. Time now for In the Spotlight. You know, the last few years have been infused with distress, instability, vulnerability. We've all kind of struggled through crisis after crisis. And I know some people who are still searching for meaning in some sense. Well, it's no surprise that the emerging trends for 2023 are centered around people recalibrating their roles and re-examining the world that they live in and how they live in it. So Humanate's recent findings from its What Matters 2023 report identified key trends in Asia Pacific, and it shows what matters to people, and it's to create a more meaningful future. But given the current economic challenges across the globe and here in Asia as well, what can Asian brands do to apply these trends? What are the opportunities as consumers are more conscious about what matters and how they spend as well? Well, on the line with me is Mas Amir Ahmadi, who is Managing Director APAC for Humanate. Mas, good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Good afternoon. How are you?
Very good, sir. Thanks for taking the time. I understand Humanate is a human-centered brand innovation consultancy. What does that entail? What kind of services do you provide?
So we help brands connect with their customers, their people, but more than anything, probably as the name would suggest, you know, we're Humanate. We're actually helping brands look beyond the customer and there's a human behind it. You know, so we all have deeper needs, not just the products that we buy. And I think that's a center point.
What kind of brands are we talking about here, the ones that you work with?
We're heavily involved with the finance sector in APAC, so with banks and insurers, but also other sectors like travel, beauty, consumer goods, electronics, across the board.
Right. I understand recently you guys also had a bit of a rebranding exercise as well.
We did. Yeah, we've gone from being Insights Consulting to a brand called Humanate, as you've mentioned. Yeah. And so that's a global rebrand of the company. And it just further sort of exemplifies the need for brands to become more human in that sense. And we're taking that on as our brand name.
Right. Totally off the cuff question. It's just something that's popped in my mind. I mean, you talk about Humanate and how there is that human behind everything, that human touch, right? So what was your first reaction when you saw the progress that this thing called ChatGPT has been making?
Well, this has been a big thing for us in our industry, like a lot of industries. It's a big leap forward in some sense, but it's also led to us scratching our heads. And so, you know, I mean, for us, quite often brands look to us to provide guidance for them and consultancy. I mean, it turns out that sometimes when you tap in the question into ChatGPT, yeah, with something quite similar to the ones that, you know, we're getting paid to offer. So it does raise that question, I think, for ourselves and everybody. You know, what's our role in this whole world when the computers can do it faster and better?
I know. I was speaking to a surgeon friend of mine over the weekend, and the ChatGPT diagnosed a patient a lot faster than he did. He only can say that at least he can still provide the surgery, but you never know. Mars, let's talk about this What Matters 2023 report. Fascinating. Tell us, give us some details of it, the methodology. What was the aim of it all?
So as the name suggests, it's about what matters to people. It's a trend study. So it tells us what's ahead for us. And it's quite a comprehensive study. It's in 17 markets across the world, 9 here in APAC. Mm. And what we do is we talk to cultural experts, we talk to leading change makers in society, and a total of around 15,000 consumers, regular people like you and I, to understand really what's behind and what matters to them as we go forward.
Right. And so if it's the short of it, what matters most then?
I think we all know, as you gave us the introduction, that we've been in kind of a crisis after crisis.
Yeah.
What it turns out is that people are feeling in a sense of a perma-crisis. So, you know, you've had obviously COVID, you had all the economy stuff, the war going on. And as we know, just in the last couple of weeks, you know, there's been banks, and not only just normal banks, but banks in Switzerland and even in Germany, you know, so if they're going down, yeah, you know, usually we expect something more. And so people have felt like, when will this end? So consciously or subconsciously, we're looking to adapt. We're in survival mode, and particularly when we look into adapt, it's in the area of health and wealth.
Right.
You know, so you can see that brands are, you know, they have a role to help us evolve as people when it comes to health and our wealth. There's a lot of good cases about how brands are doing that.
Right. Well, careful there. You almost described my midlife crisis last year, but okay. So four meaning drivers and 12 trends that represent what matters to people. So it's time to get into the long of it. Tell us about these drivers and trends.
One of the key examples is something that we call adaptable essentials. Yeah. Now, beyond the name, you know, the fancy name of it, what it means is that people are looking to adapt, but they're looking to adapt in the fundamentals and the essentials of what their life is about. You know, they're trying to get into survival mode. And so how brands are kind of helping them do that, you know, in the banking industry, you know, you see a lot of brands like, let's say, HSBC has something called FinFit. DBS has its borrow community. And these are all banks' attempts to try and help improve the financial literacy of their customers and their audiences. And other industries like insurance as well. I mean, insurance, if you think about it, insurance used to be an industry for when things went wrong, right? When things went wrong, you go to an insurance company and that's how they kind of put it right. But increasingly, insurers, if you look at things like AIA Vitality, Prudential Pulse, Manulife Move, they're evolving from companies that are there to help you when things go wrong to be there to make things go right.
Okay.
You know, whether it's about your health and so on and so forth. So brands that look for those inner kind of more meaningful relationships with their customers are the ones that will thrive themselves and be healthy themselves.
There's this, I think it's ranked second globally for guiding everyday behavior. It's called Life Rewilded, if I'm saying that correctly.
Well, I mean, if you imagine, you know, what happened during the pandemic, right? We're all cooped up. Right? We're all cooped up in our condos or in our homes. We didn't get to leave Singapore for so long or wherever you live. And there was that sense that we lost some connection with nature. Well, what's happening now is that people are refinding their love of nature, and Life Rewilded is around that trend. You know, people want to get out there again and feel the planet, feel the world around them. And so, you know, if we're able to kind of give them those experiences, it's something that people will respond to.
That kind of ties into this whole hybrid idea of working as well, right? To give you a sense of freedom. You're not stuck to four walls in that sense.
No. I mean, it's interesting. I was chatting to one of our colleagues in China today, and she was saying to me that, you know, one of the things that she loves now is that she's got so much more freedom in terms of choosing where she wants to work. And that is something so important, you know, and it actually, you know, gives a sense of perspective to different worlds. You know, I think most of us have sort of evolved a little bit from that, you know, everyday 9-to-5 world of going in. Well, I don't know about radio DJs. I suppose it's a bit difficult for you to work remotely. But yeah, I think people have evolved and they're experiencing things from different angles now.
Yeah, well, I used to host a morning show for 7 years and now they've given me the evening. So that's my life rewilded. But Mas, I mean, these are great trends. The challenge then is applying that, you know, given the current economic challenges that we're seeing across the globe.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think a lot of brands have to make decisions about what they want to do, where they're going to, if you like, the phrase is like, where are you going to hang your hat? What are you going to be famous for? And actually, one of the things that we do is an interesting little game that we play when we go and see our clients is we have these 12 trends and we play something that we call trend bingo. So we would have a workshop with their strategy team. And what we would do, we would explain all these 12 trends. And then we play a game where they pick the trends that, you know, they feel are most impactful for their business, for their industry. And we kind of draw a line across them and create a bingo card around it. So we select them. And that helps to formulate a focus and a strategy, because there are so many changing things going on in our world, whether it's, you know, ESG positioning, you know, whether it's digitalization, you know, so many different companies are struggling with what to really focus on, what to communicate and to focus their innovation on. And I think that's sort of consultancy that they need to bring it together into a formalized strategy is something that companies are looking for.
Yeah, I mean, it is more complex than it looks, especially when it comes to understanding consumer trends as well. I know you mentioned that you guys play a game with your clients. What else does Humanate do in terms of trying to help brands tap into these opportunities, especially here in APAC?
I mean, one of the things that we we do is we set up online communities of brands customers. So here in Singapore, for example, we have communities with Standard Chartered, with the likes of Manulife, okay. AIA, and Prudential. And so, you know, we get together about 5,000 of their customers, put them on an online community. I mean, imagine in your office, you've got a group of your customers sitting in a room, all there waiting for you any time you want to pop your head in the door and ask them anything. Okay, so it's that real concept, but of course, it's online and at scale.
Right.
They're not really there in your office. And so we give access to customers, and because they're kind of opted into these online communities, there's an ongoing conversation that brands have with their customers. If you think about how traditionally we might have reached out to our customers, we do it through maybe one-off surveys, right? Okay. So, you know, we ping a survey out and ask people to answer some questions. What we're trying to do is move beyond that and to form a relationship between brands and their customers. So, in effect, we're sort of going from like one-night stand research, which is done in surveys, to a relationship or research that's on a relationship basis over time, you know, through these online communities. So we keep that conversation going over time. And, you know, you get to know people a little bit better. All these deeper needs that we talk about, the need for security, the need for connection, these are things that, you know, you have to unearth from people over time. It's difficult to do it in a one-off survey.
Yeah, you create that top of mind as well. Mas, a bit of a crystal ball type of question. How do you see these trends evolving beyond this year? Is the human race closer to becoming more well-knit and understanding?
Well, I think so. I think what we're now realizing, we're just making more conscious decisions than we ever did before.
Okay.
You know, I think we are evolving into realizing, you know, there's consequences to the things that we're buying. You know, there's obviously the global environmental crisis that's going to go on, of course. And I think, you know, this is not going away. You know, we're going to become more conscious. And what you hope is that we become, you know, more tolerant of each other and more friendly towards each other. And I think that's what we would hope for the future. And, you know, we've all got a role to play in that.
Yeah. I've been speaking with Mas Amiramadi, who is Managing Director APAC for HumanAid. Mas, appreciate your time today. Take care and have a great Monday evening.
Great. Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.